Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I'll tell you this. The mountain was too high for the Eagles for the first 51 Super Bowls. And then 52, they said, nah, we can scale that mountain. Then they scaled it again at 59. Of course, they got a shot to scale it at 60. And I'm going to tell you something that happened this week, and no one's talking about it, but makes it a little easier to scale the mountain. And this kind of flew under the radar because it's not about an Eagle, but it's about a prime team that the Eagles will be battling with, including in a regular season game.
I know where you're going.
Right?
Now. Yep. Yeah.
This,
big deal.
This is not a thing. It's
big
not a small
deal.
Thing. Yeah.
It's a really big deal.
So the Detroit Lions, who of course have been a really tough team, not just a good team, but a tough team the last couple of years, they lost their starting center this week to retirement.
Early. Young,
early.
Too.
And
29 years old.
And he's a four-time Pro Bowler. And here's the thing. You know, around this time of the year, there's normally one or two of these every year where there's a player, maybe not normally this good, but a player who's like a well-known player, and he's like, you know what? My body just can't answer the bell. You know, like coming season, he's been trying to work out. And he's like, I don't feel it anymore. I can't do it. Not at the level I used to and not without the pain and the injury and all that. So this Frank Ragnow guy, four-time Pro Bowler, 29 years old, retired. He was the center of their team.
And a bad time for the team. Off-season's happened.
Correct.
The draft has happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's a horrible time for the team.
So I'm just saying, like, that's a thing to be aware of. Because
5,500 snaps. You know how many sacks he allowed?
How many?
Six.
Yeah.
They lost their incredible offensive coordinator.
Well, him
ben
too.
Johnson,
yeah.
Who went and became the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
And
look,
the D coordinator,
I'm not who's like an offensive coordinator out there on the field in a lot of cases where he's making a ton of calls. He was great at making those calls.
I am not going to tell you I'm an expert on the Detroit Lions. I certainly am not. But from afar, I have had this sense. The best part of their team has been their offensive line. Which, by the way, is pretty similar to the Eagles over the last decade.
Look at the running backs.
And,
I mean, they've crushed it there.
And how lucky have the Eagles been with guys? Now, Brandon Brooks was an early retirement. Not like super early, but earlier than you would have liked. But Lane's played forever. Jason Kelsey played forever. Jason Peters played for, I'll say it, too long.
Okay. Jason Peters, bless his heart.
So just, you know, tuck this one away. That's not a small thing that guy's done. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jason in Reading. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I'm happy that Bryce Harper's back, and last night also Strider lost his game, so I just find that that's ironic.
Yeah, he got hit around pretty good.
Maybe he was afraid to throw
the
inside.
and then the other thing is, I mean, I know it has been said, but I think putting Nola in the bullpen closer to the playoffs or in the playoffs – I think that's a great idea.
Depends on how he pitches. It's a great idea if he pitches, well, for two fronts. One, if he pitches well enough to contribute. Two, if it's to tuck him away if he doesn't pitch well, but just to make sure he doesn't start instead of a better starter now. But the key, obviously, Jason, I think it's what you're driving at, is how good will he be? We'll say. We're going to need him as a fan base to rebound, or if he doesn't, then you're not going to be able to lean on him much.
Right. Okay. Yep. No, I understand that.
Jason, give me a big answer, bud. You can join us for the Phils game next week. Who's known for something that's kind of a random category?
Okay. Well, I think we can eliminate the polls after I give you my answer.
Ooh.
But I'm going to go with Joe DeCamara as the hammer.
Thank you, sir. I'm not going to vote for myself.
That's not a winning answer, sadly.
Either.
But
I applaud you, bud. I appreciate it. Let's listen to Vic Fangio. So he commented on a lot yesterday, one of which was Jalen Carter. Really good question, because his usage was, I mean, John, in my lifetime, I don't ever remember defensive linemen for the Eagles playing more. I don't. Maybe Reggie did. I doubt it. Maybe Jerome did. I doubt it. No,
well,
definitely not Jerome. Because Jerome, they rotated with Pitts and Golic. Definitely not.
Especially not like just recently.
Yeah.
You guys don't do this.
Don't do it. So he was playing. I mean, there were games he played 100% of snaps, and there were a bunch of games he played over 90% of the snaps. It was really rare.
Yeah.
And so Vic Fangio asked a question yesterday about, you know, essentially, is he overusing Jalen Carter, and how are they going to move? You know, do it moving forward? Man, he let you know what he thinks.
On the offensive side of the ball, Nick's gotten questions about, you know, Saquon's usage, heavy usage last year. Is that something you have to consider going forward with him and making sure that, you know, he's able to play at a high level, not putting too many snaps on?
Well, in Jalen's case, the two plays he had at the end of the Rams game, which everybody has alluded to many times, those were his 68th and 69th snaps in that game.
Obviously he showed that he was well conditioned last year. I just mean from the perspective of, you know, long term, if he's playing an extreme number of snaps every year, do you worry that his performance can drop off?
He's still a young pup.
That was great.
There you have it.
Not worried is the takeaway.
Ben, he's the guy that would play the 25-year-old catcher 150 games. What's the most games a catcher, like, do you have any idea?
It's a good question.
I think,
because JT played the most over the last couple of years.
Pudge used to catch like 150 a year.
That is a ton.
Posada would catch 140 to 150 a year.
All right, so you're going to be shocked at this, but there are three catchers. Sal Perez, who's still playing, Ted Simmons, and Joe Torre played 161 games in a season.
Wow.
That's astounding.
Yeah, but Sal Perez probably DH'd.
He might. I don't know. It just says most games by. I mean, it says by a catcher.
Okay, but maybe we'd have to look into.
There could be some DH.
And Torre was first base a lot as well.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it looks like 157 definitely was done.
Okay.
So Carlton Fisk and Gary Carter both caught 157 games.
Incredible
in a
players.
Holy cow.
So, but John, this Jalen Carter thing, I mean, I tend to think they'll dial him back, but if you listen to what Fangio's saying, he's saying, don't expect it.
That says so much about their level of confidence in this kid.
Well, also his condition, he must be beyond through the roof.
Well, when you're just much better than everyone, when you're that physically dominant, it's like you just don't even have to worry about having him be in a predicament or a negative situation.
Amazing.
He just handles it.
So you know what?
He's so strong.
Yeah.
Yet his leverage is what's so miraculous. Like that level of that pad level, that lowness. It's so hard to replicate that.
Yeah.
That ability to bend your knees. It's exhausting. Just to stay that crouched. Just try it. Crouched down as low as you can possibly be.
Yeah.
It's hard. And that's the way he plays football.
Yeah.
And he's so explosive on top of it, man. It's just,
I don't get it. Because, like, really even Michael Jordan would only play 40 minutes a game or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one plays all the snaps you can, so to speak. So... AI had a unique ability
to
play.
Well, that comparison, I mean, defense is only on the field half the
game.
No,
that's true.
Yeah.
I get it.
The Jordan thing. I'm just saying, you're going to say 40. Yeah.
You know, I'm with you.
So if he physically can't do something, that's okay?
Who's that, Mike?
No,
he's talking about Fritz.
Fritz, that's a whole other thing.
You as a former athlete are trying to take up for this lame-o.
I'm just saying.
I'm really surprised at you.
I'm not taking up for him. Yeah. I mean, if the guy can't do it, he can't do it.
Well, then don't yap the yap.
So you have more of a problem with him running his mouth than him physically being able to do something.
I would say that's the bigger problem, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because he really did say a lot.
He ran his mouth in response to you challenging him.
And he accepted the challenge. On Double Dare, when Mark Summers would say on Double Dare, do you want to accept a physical challenge? If the 8-year-old accepts a physical challenge and then taps out, kid's a loser. 215-592-9.
I don't know about an 8-year-old. He's not 8.
I just got a text from my buddy.
Yeah, you know, the 8-year-old did tap out. Fritz at 31 did. Go ahead, Ben.
I just got a text from my buddy Jimmy Freeman. He says, I'm laughing my ass off on the way to work. Jack Fritz was actually a decent pitcher. I coached against him. That fool has no shot. I seen his body.
Okay.
Wow. Shots fired at the hammer. I've seen his body. Look at that body. So he works out.
My question to Jack, like, I don't want him to injure himself further, but he's not out here. Like, it's not like he has to pitch 162 games. Like, it's a one-time thing. How bad is it? Like, can he really not just...
And it's not like
toss you a
see,
few.
Devin, I agree, because it's not like I'm a phenomenal hitter. Like, he could probably bring...
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming
as long
not.
As he throws strikes, he, you know, there's a chance he could get me out.
He throw it underhanded to you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, right. He wussed out. It's his choice.
Yep.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Shocking.
I mean, it is what it is.
Shocking new development.
The Jalen Carter thing, though, is wild that he plays as much as he does. And I'll say one other thing. So when I was with Jaws Labor Memorial Day weekend down the shore, I didn't know this. Maybe we knew this back in January. I don't remember it. He told me, because we all talked about how Jalen Carter like may have saved the season. Charles told me like he did from this standpoint. He said on that third down play, he said there was a Ram receiver open. And Matthew Stafford was getting ready to crank up the pass to that guy for a touchdown. And that's when Jalen Carter hit him. Like, we all knew Jalen Carter hit him, but unless you're at the game...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Which I was not. You know, you don't always get the sense of who was open at a certain moment. He said Stafford was getting ready to throw the ball to a guy for a touchdown. And that's when Jalen Carter hit him. So, like, he really, 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 really saved the season. All right, one more on the Eagles' interior defensive lineman, because Jordan Davis is another player of note. Not nearly as good as Jalen Carter, but someone also taken in the first round. Right around where Carter was taken.
13th, I believe.
Yeah,
for
Carter
Davis.
Was 9, Davis was 13. Yep. So it's year 4 for Jordan Davis. Let's listen to Vic Fangio talking about the big guy.
What did you factor into the decision to have Jordan Davis pick up his 5th-year option? And what does he need to do in his 4th year to warrant that decision?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have anything to do with that decision. You know, that's how he's. But Jordan last year, I would say the last 7 or 8 games, including the playoffs, played very well down the stretch. And I think that's carried over into this offseason, and I anticipate it carrying over into the season. I think he's in the best shape that he's ever been in, which he kind of got into late in the season last year, and he's carried it over. So I think he's going to do very well for us this year.
You don't typically see that. Can I just follow up real quick on that? You don't typically see guys get in their best shape late into the season. Why did it take so long for him to get in his best shape?
We could be here a long time for that. It just, you know, it's, for some guys it takes time, but I'm ducking that question.
How has Davis evolved as a pass rusher?
He got better towards the those last seven or eight games. He really did.
John, it's the first time I remember him ducking a question.
I mean, ducking it.
There's so, and he just said it.
He actually said, I didn't, when asked about Jordan Davis coming back, he said, I didn't have anything to do with that decision. That's Howie.
Well, you to know, be fair, he said the same thing about CJ Gardner.
Yeah, sure. That doesn't bother me as much.
Doesn't bother me at all.
I will say, too, with the best shape of his life thing, I never believe it, but I actually believe it when Vic Fangio says it because he's such a straight shooter. Like, I actually believe that Jordan Davis is in great shape. You know
what
I mean?
If you're Jordan Davis's agent, you're in his ear saying, listen, big guy, it's year four. You didn't get the contract after three. Now, you got this fifth-year option thing, but you haven't gotten the big payday you could get. Milton Williams just got $100 million. Josh Sweat just got $70 million.
Yep, 100%.
Like, put it together for 12 months, man, and you can make money that can change generations.
Yeah,
and I think why he said I'm ducking it is because, on the one hand, you know, he's annoyed that it's taking him this long to get in shape, but he finally did it in the last 7 to 8 games, and he said it's carried over. So he doesn't want to rip him.
I agree, I think.
There's another thing to that, too, is that Vic Fangio wasn't here for the first 2 years of his career. He doesn't want to rip those other defensive coordinators, those other people here who get him in. Like, it's just a hornet's nest you don't need to jump into.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
He's just not a big fan with this personnel of base either. You know, like with this group of guys. I thought it was interesting the way he talked to that group in the press conference yesterday. He was quizzing the group. You know, how many plays do you think we actually ran base last year? He's asking them in the press conference. And it turned out to be, you know, 160 plays and ended up being, you know, 10 to 12% of the time.
Yeah.
This is in his mind, sort of an addendum. You know, remember, Cooper DeJean was on the field playing in 90% of the snaps after he started being part of the recipe.
When he got healthy.
He's a critical part of the recipe. You know, Cooper DeJean, his ability to play and hit and run, and, you know, some of these guys have to be out there on the field, and it's just a matter of who's going to be the 11th best defender.
Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, to this point, clearly Fangio hasn't believed in Jordan Davis too much, and I wouldn't either. I mean, he's a run-stopping defensive tackle in a world where that's not relied on all that often. Let's go to Greg in Gladwin. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Greg.
Good, good. So I just want to say a couple things about this Jack Fritz thing. So number one, Joe, you didn't do anything. Like, Jack pulled out, so we
Thank
can give
you,
Jack a
Greg.
Hard time. But
Thank
you didn't
you.
Do anything.
Well, I'm preparing. I haven't pulled out. I mean, I guess that's sort of something.
The other thing is I think the whole hammer thing's a bit of a fraud, and I want to make a proposal, okay?
Wow.
Ooh, wow, coming in hot here.
All right. I'm perplexed by this line of thinking, and I got to tell you, I'm thinking.
As if.
But make your case.
Okay, my case is, it's kind of like, you know, you're a professional, and you're really taking on people who are doing this part-time. So it's like a pro basketball player playing against, like, a pickup guy. So here's what I propose. We got a couple finals going on, best of 7 series. You take on like a Philadelphia professional sports writer one time in a best of 7 series, different sports writer.
Yeah, I won't
want to
make them look bad, though, because I want to look out for their professional reputation.
That's the challenge. That's a great challenge. Let's see if you can take. Let's see if you can do that.
Hey, you want me to take on like Kemsky?
I mean, like those guys.
Kemsky.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want?
What are you signaling out, Jimmy?
McClain?
For?
You want to take Bowen?
I think because he just heard him ask.
Who do you want? me versus Salisbury? What are we talking about here? What?
You got to take on pros. That's the way I would say. That's the way I would say. Hammer would get all the.
Well, Greg, it's not. It's
demand.
It's not an unwarranted thought.
I like that idea.
But we also are a radio show that interacts with our audience. And we're trying to
Fair
give
enough.
The audience chances to win prizes. I mean, I'm being a prize giver around here.
I love the game. No,
here
I think
for the people.
Stay, I am for the people.
I think to be able to brag, bragging rights. I think you really got to beat the best.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. But Greg, here's
you
the thing.
You have to actually accomplish something
All-star
yourself.
Greg,
I can't beat the best, okay?
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Wait. Why is that, Joe?
Because
he
I'm
is
the best.
Best. How did you not see that coming?
Greg,
come on.
Greg and Devin both fall for
right
it.
The Chan Ho Park meatball that I
mean,
just threw.
That was like right down the pike right there.
Look, I'm impressed. You seem to have an encyclopedic
I like that. That was a good lawyer turn right there again.
Knowledge of sports.
You know, God, I want to get. And by the way, I wouldn't be a lawyer. Wouldn't be a lawyer. Bad connotation. I'd be an attorney. Higher connotation in society.
How you know law school?
Mm-hmm. Attorney.
You know, you got to go to law school.
Like, I wouldn't be a doctor.
Pass the bar.
I wouldn't be a
and
doctor. And doctor has a fine reputation, but I'd be a surgeon.
Okay.
There's certain things.
I'll trust you one second.
Oh, my God.
Higher reps.
Yeah.
Higher
I'd rather reps. Just live with whatever malady I have than let that guy operate
on
me.
All right, Greg, I need an answer. Who's famous for something kind of random?
Okay, I think either Richie or Devin might know this one, but Michael Rayner.
What's he famous for?
I do not know that.
So he just does random juggling feats on Instagram and has so many followers. If you haven't seen him, it's just it's
he's
incredible.
A juggler.
The juggler dude. Okay. I think I do know that guy.
Okay, juggler guy.
Do you?
That is
do
amazing
you actually?
Stuff. Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Sort of. Yeah, you
maybe
definitely
house,
know him.
Household
no.
name.
John, you did not sell that very well.
Okay, no.
Oh, fair enough. You know who could have been a winning answer? The guy from Police Academy with the voices.
Jones.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guy. Michael Winslow, I think his name is.
I would have voted for him.
I mean, Ben.
He is the
Ben,
very talented
noisemaker of all.
Have you heard his rendition? I forget which Zeppelin song
Whole
this.
Lot of Love, I think.
Whole Lot of Love. Have you heard this?
I have not.
We will play it next.
Really?
I'm telling you, for you and everyone listening who has not heard this yet, it is audio to behold.
Really?
Wait till you hear it.
Can't wait.
We're going to get to that next. Phone calls, time's yours. Also, John's got an observation related to Vic Fangio. We'll get to that, a concept about Fangio, and more. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Well, get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Just head to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP as well. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to make the smart play today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going
down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.